the one who had freed Lazarus from the bonds of death, would now submit himself to death. Judas led a band of officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, carrying lanterns and torches and weapons. Both the Jews and the Gentiles united in the arrest of our Lord. Though the moon was full, Judas had to give to the soldiers a sign by which they would know our Lord. The sign he gave was the kiss. But before the torches could search out the light of the world, the good shepherd went forth to meet them. Judas had often been in the garden with our Lord. He knew exactly where to find him. The greatest betrayals of the church is usually those who have been cradled in the sacred arms of his church. Jesus knew what was about to happen. John chapter 18 and verse 4 says, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Who do you seek? And as soon as he had said this, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, Who do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said, I have told you that I am he. If you therefore are seeking me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which you gave me, I have lost none. When Jesus asked, Who are you looking for? Notice they didn't say, You're the one we're looking for. It was evident that they did not recognize him. That was why they had prearranged a sign with Judas by which they would know him, hence the kiss. Strangely enough, those who are bent on evil cannot recognize divinity, even when it stands before them. The light can shine in darkness, but the darkness does not comprehend it. It takes more than a lantern and torches to perceive the light of the world. Paul put it in these words, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Only moments before, Jesus had undergone the agony, but now the majesty of his divinity shone through. When Isaiah caught a glimpse of God, he said, Woe is me, for I am undone. Moses could not look upon the face of God. So now the Godhead, dwelling within the human body which was about to be put to death, flashed forth to throw the soldiers and the rabbis in a huddled mess. Never is there any humiliation without a hint of glory. He humbled himself to ask a woman of the streets for a drink of water. He promised to give the water of life. He slept from exhaustion on a boat, yet he arose to command the winds and the seas. And now, as he delivered himself up into the hands of men, there flashed forth his glory. He could have walked away free, with the soldiers and their mob laying on the ground. But this was his time. The time of his departure was at hand. He, as the good shepherd, had only one concern, and that was of his sheep. He told them, If I'm the man you're looking for, let these go. He must go sacrifice alone. The Old Testament ordered that the priest must stand alone when he offered the sacrifice. This was his hour, but not the hour of the apostles. Later on, they would suffer and die for his name, but they could not suffer for Christ until he had first suffered for them. The purpose of his death was to say to all men, Let these others go free. Therefore, he was to tread the winepress alone. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.